was going to be able to go last week as well. I felt really good. So, you know, it's all about going out and just continuously getting this rehab and just going out and making plays. I told Coach Joseph, I said, I don't want to go out there if I can't be myself. So that's what it's about. So I'm trying to get to myself. I felt good today at practice. I was able to hit full speed. So I'm optimistic.
How close were you to playing on Monday night?
It wasn't close at all. It was one of those, I can go, and Greek was like, nah, you're not going. So it wasn't close at all, but you know me. I always think I can go.
I realize it wasn't just Trevor's fault, the offense struggled, but what can Brock do, his return
to this offense? I mean, yesterday, you know, we've been meeting as an offense, and Brock, you know, he's learned under Peyton. You know, he understands what it takes to study. He understands what it takes to go out and win ball games. He Peyton groomed him well, for sure. You know, he's in breaking down film, he was telling us exactly what he's seeing. And, we were able to get on the same page. And just the energy that he brings, that leadership mentality that he brings, the guy knows and thinks that he's a franchise quarterback, you know. And I'm happy for him. You know, you see, he went to Houston and dealt with all that at Houston. Then he went to Cleveland and dealt with all that in Cleveland. Now he's back here. And I told him, I said, man, God must really love you because you went all the way around the world, and now you're back being a starting quarterback at the Denver Broncos. So you're definitely lucky.
Has Brock changed the last couple of years? Is he the same Brock that
he's still the same guy. Still breaking the huddle off fast, still talking a lot, still communicating, still being that leader, still believes that he's the man, and that's what it's about. You know, as a quarterback, you know, everybody always say, oh, Peyton's so humble, but Peyton was one of the most competitive, confident guys to be around, and it was addictive, and Brock has that same thing.
Does it feel like you're picking up where you left off with him in 2015, or do you have to kind of readjust?
You really can't compare that, you know. We'll see. You know, how can you say you picked up? I mean, we're practicing right now. So we get in the game. You know, hopefully it'd be like Pittsburgh where I have 15 catches, 180-some yards, and a touchdown. So that's what I'm expecting. But at the same time, you know, it's all about winning ball games.
Does change, you think, do you have a sense that change would bring renewed hope in that locker room?
Yeah. You know, obviously, I think changing up the quarterback position, it'll bring a new energy, new spark to the offense. Just the way that Brock carries himself, you know, he bounces around. You know, Trevor does the same thing. You know, you're sitting up here, you know, talking about Brock, but Trevor is the same guy as well, you know. But offensively, like you said, we collectively as a group, we're not getting the job done, and we got to get better no matter who's throwing the football.
Seems like you were Brock's favorite target back in 2015 when he was going. What kind of went into that relationship? Was there a reason that?
I don't know. I got to figure it out. Maybe I was paying him or something. I might have to leave like some money in his locker or something. From yours truly.
And Wink. Money now.
Nah, everybody, he can never have enough money.
Does it shock you, Manuel, that you had the last touchdown by a receiver and that Demaryius does not have a touchdown this season?
Yeah. We were putting in red zone today, and there, most of the time I'm in the back like, give me that play, give me that play. I was like, hey, give it to DT, man, give it to DT. Hey, he's getting ready to go a full year without a touchdown, so we got to change that. And you know, I'm praying, you know, that he goes on a run and has, like, I mean, look at the guy in Houston. I forgot his name. He has, what, 15 catches, 7 touchdowns? Will Fuller. So hopefully Demaryius can be that guy, and then I can come up next and do the same thing.
Does he seem frustrated?
Nah, Demaryius don't get frustrated. At least he doesn't show it. He might be mad, but he'll still smile at you and walk away and be like, loser. You know what I mean? he ain't gonna show no emotions, for sure.
With all the, I guess, the communication with Brock and everything you were just saying, did he just kind of turn that on when he got the starter back on?
No.
Or was he that way when he was the
you guys are out
the
here,
last
you,
couple weeks?
You saw him on scout team commanding like he's like – about to play in the Super Bowl. That's just Brock, you know. He's, come on, guys. And Talib's getting all mad. He's like, throw me an interception. You're a scout team quarterback. And Brock's like, no, I'm not throwing an interception. So, you know, Brock, he's competitive, man. And I'm excited for him. I'm excited about the opportunity. And I'm excited about facing the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, right now we've lost 3 games in a row. And what better team to go and beat on the road?
This is like the 7th time they changed the quarterback this season. Does it get easier for you? Does it make a difference for you?
This is the what?
7th time for injury or performance
that it kind of changes? Nah, it don't bother me. My job is to go out and run a route, catch a ball, score a touchdown, and dance after it. So I'm going to continuously do that.
Off topic, what do you think the Astros winning could mean for that that city of Houston.
Oh, that was big, man. That was big. You know, I said I wasn't going to post it on Instagram until I got back on the field. But, man, I was in front of my television screaming and hollering because I know what it did to the city. You know, I went back out there during my bye week, and I saw people struggling. I saw people having real problems, real life problems. And, you know, and now I go on Instagram looking at all my friends, their stories, and people FaceTiming me, and they're so excited about the Astros. I'm talking people don't even like baseball, and they root for the Astros. And so it just brought a lot of energy to a city that really needed it.
Okay. Thanks, man. Thanks. Yep.